CII Radio, embracing Africa, one city at a time.
Barakatuh and welcome to Bumper to Bumper. Yes, last week you had us on repeat, and I think it was a bit of my fault. Actually, it was all my fault. But the bug has been going around. I think Jamil caught it first. And
so this is your way of literally saying it's your fault, but putting it back on you. Assalamu alaikum to you and our lovely listeners. Yeah,
yes,
it's been a week that we're not live, but it feels like it's such a long time.
Yes, it does feel like a very long time.
It's difficult when we miss a week. Huh?
Yes, no, it is. And I think everybody heard us saying the same thing last week that we said the week before. But this week, we're back. We are live, alhamdulillah. Yeah. And we have a bumper-to-bumper show.
Yes.
It's Transport Month this month of October. It's SA Auto Week this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking accolades today. There's a lot of things happening in the next few weeks. There's some stuff that has already happened that we missed. And but how are you, Brother Jamil?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing very well. I had the option, just so you know, of continuing the show last week alone.
Yes.
And I said no. I know I wouldn't be able to pull this off alone. So I just said no. We'll wait for you to get better. You waited for me. And I could only return the favor.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah. So we're talking Transport Month. And basically in South Africa, October is the month where we look at transport in general, whether it's now they're talking about new license, driver's license discs, your license plates discs, all those type of things. So there's always improvement in the transport industry within this month because it's a very focused month.
It's also focused a lot on road safety.
Yes.
You know, that's a major crucial point. That's something to talk about. While you're on the point of licenses, right? Is there anyone who needs a license renewed in the Pretoria, Johannesburg region? The Natus website works so perfectly, right? If you're in the Pretoria region specifically, Eco Park in Centurion,
yes.
Their licensing office is open until 9 p.m. on some of the nights.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, 7 days a week. I don't think Sunday and Saturday is till 9 p.m.
Okay.
But I spoke to people. My wife needs to do her renewal. And every person I spoke to told me it's so quick, it's so easy. If your license hasn't expired already, you don't need a temp. You don't even need to take photos in. They take photos there. Everything is digital. The one person told me the most amount of people that was there before him and his wait was two people.
Okay.
So apparently you just walk in there, walk out. And you know, that's something, even though it happens every 5 years,
yes.
It's just something that like, drags, you know, you're like, oh, do I have to go and do this? And you stand, like, I mean, I remember doing this in Pretoria North. And it was like the whole day goes, because now you're going from this thing to this. And I recently applied for a passport. And it was just like on the other end of the spectrum. You know, it was such a crazy thing. The funniest part is, if you go to a Home Affairs, right? Home Affairs is literally run by the car guards.
Yeah.
So you pull the car, you pull up there, and the guy immediately comes to your door. How's it, boss? What are you here for? And now you're thinking, okay, you help me with this parking. So you feel like a little obliged. Right. I'm here to apply for a passport, you know. And the guy says, okay, no. Listen, do you have an online app? And he starts already. He's questioning, did you make an online app? Do you have this AR56 form? What? Like they're asking you all these things, and I didn't. My entire understanding of the process was different. You need to actually do the online booking. The online booking gets you there to make a booking. So it wasn't as seamless as I thought it would be. But the shocking part of this whole thing, the guy tells me, listen, wait here, I'm going to call my friend. So I said, no, what do you mean you're going to call your friend? He says, he's going to sort you out like quick. Before I could answer or anything, this man's talking to me through the gate, And he's like, listen, I'm going to sort this thing out. You did it online. I said, yeah. I said, why did you pay? I think it was like a 600 fee. He's like, listen, for 1,500, you give me your stuff now. I'm going to sort it out for you. In 3 weeks, you can collect your passport. So immediately, I don't know what it was, but I was like, I can't do this. Like, you know what? I need to do it properly. He literally looks at me dead in the eye and says, good luck, and walks away. Legit, I'm not lying, right? I walked in. They sent me from pillar to post. But eventually, they're like, listen, yeah, you need to get another form. You need to come to make a booking. So I'm like, why did I do this all online? Is this not what I needed to do? No, I needed to go there to tell them I came to fetch a form to make a booking. Long story short, 3 weeks later, I get a booking. I go there. Another, 4 weeks from then, my passport is almost done.
But don't some of the banks do
it? So the banks do it, right? The reason why I didn't do it through the bank is the particular branch that I needed to go to was Old Joburg Road. And for some reason, I just like, you know what, let me just do it myself. But if anyone is looking to do that, if I know even to pay your fines, your license disc renewals, and your own drivers,
yes,
it's super quick through this. You can even apply for a PRDP.
Yeah,
all
so that's,
online and
through FNB.
Yes.
I don't know if, well, I know Standard Bank was offering some of the services. I'm not sure if they had.
So I know FNB does your license renewal. In fact, if you load your vehicle onto the app, it actually gives you a reminder to tell you when your license is due, blah, yes, blah, blah.
And also your fines as well.
Yeah, the fines as well. That's a scary one. You can log in there, check all your fines.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why I don't want to load the car on the app. But, we should actually go through the process of how to renew your license disc as well as your driver's license card.
I think that's useful information,
yes,
because I do it like just learning each step.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a lot that you're unsure of, how many photos to take, must it be black and white, must your ID be certified. It's good information.
Well, we in the next few weeks, my wife should also get hers renewed. So hopefully we'll both have that information, current,
yes,
information. Because the last time I went, I think, was probably about 2-3 years ago. I think it was during COVID. And I know that then you could book online.
Mm.
You had to book online. And then you would choose the center that you wanted to go to.
Right.
Right? And they'll give you a time slot and everything. You had the option of getting a eye test done beforehand, which you obviously have to pay for. I think it was 100 rand or something.
Yes.
You can go to any optometrist. But I said, I'll just go in because it's more people that are worried that they won't pass the eye test at the... No, because it becomes very tricky. If people haven't been for it, if you don't put your forehead properly on the... device. So you have to make sure that your forehead is touching this button that actually activates it. And if you don't put it properly, you don't see what's happening. And that's why a lot of people fail the test and then you have to come back again. Okay. So the option is there for you to do an eye test beforehand, like a legit eye test, not just to get a certificate to say that you know you can see. And then you take that with you. I do know that they required me to have 2 passport photos.
Yeah.
They do take photos there, but
yours is probably for a temp license.
Yes,
okay.
If you need a temp license and also to put on your application, they put a picture on there as well. So that's why I needed the 2.
Okay.
So if you don't wait for the last minute and you book it within 6 to 8 weeks, which you should, so you look at your license card, we never look at it. We wait till the last minute to get pulled over, and then somebody tells you, card has expired, and then you're like, oh, seriously?
Mm.
And then that's where the problem sets in. So every now and again, you look at your card, your wallet or purse to take out your bank card or Checkers or Woolworths or whatever it is, cards that you take out if you don't use apps. So just have a look at the date and make sure it's at least 6 weeks to 8 weeks that you book to get it, because then you would have to run into problems where you have to get a temporary license if you are driving all the time, like we are.
So, quick question, why are we talking about licenses? How old were you when you got your license?
Was 18.
Did you get it the first shot?
No, so so the place that I went to, I had mine done in Durban, and they actually wanted a bribe, and I wasn't gonna pay for it. They said no, I had to pay like, I don't know, 1,000 something, whatever it is, and I was like, no, I can drive, and I could drive. I knew I could drive,
Sounds like denial to me.
and they failed me for rolling, but the car was in reverse. They For rolling forward, but the car was in reverse. But anyway, that's besides the point. I then went to, I found someone in Stanger, and they took me to Ishawi or something.
Oh, goodness.
And there you can actually,
Know,
like,
you guys that go to these quiet farm towns, I don't trust you. I don't trust your
I've been
driving.
driving for the last like 20 years now, so I'm sure whatever I didn't know then, I now know now. And yeah, but did you get yours the first
Alhamdulillah, first time
time?
learners in
How much did you
license.
pay?
No paying or anything, seriously.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
You went to Poch or Springs.
Swizer. No. I actually, it's funny that you say I did in Midrand.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
I have funny stories of my learners in license, in
Yeah.
fact. My learners, actually, you know what, let's go for an ad break, let's come back. But
Okay.
in the meantime, if people could just send us a WhatsApp, right, with how many times did it take for you to pass
Or
your
any funny stories that they have about
just
their
let us know.
learners or license or, yeah.
Let's go for an ad break. I'll tell you a funny story about mine.
See the whole picture.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. We're talking all about Transport Month this show tonight, and Brother Jamil is going to tell us a little bit of a funny story. Is it
A
a funny
little,
story?
well, I mean, it's funny because it had a call it a happy ending,
Okay.
but so this is what happened, right? Anyway, for my learners, we go through like this, these driving schools. So the owner of the driving school explains to me the process. Listen, you get these books. There's these three names or whatever it is, and then we go through it together and. You study on your own. I give you like a mock test and a whole long story. So either way, I was obviously expecting all of this to happen. In this week, he sends me a message. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was like BBM back then, where he asks for a copy of my ID and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, I send all the stuff through. Promise you, I'm not lying. I promise you. So I had the book, but like the way you page through a magazine. I'm like looking at one, two, go to the back. Okay, let me answer one, two. Okay, yeah, I got it right. I got this one wrong. The ones that used to kill me, I won't lie, is the floor markings and the arrows and this line means this and blah blah, right? Anyway, it was a set. No, it was a Sunday night, right? It was just after Maghrib because we had eaten. And the home phone rings, and I answer the home phone, and it's the owner of this driving school saying, "You know what? My driver is going to fetch you tomorrow to take you through to your learners." And I'm literally stunned. I'm like, "What do you mean tomorrow? Like, I mean, we were supposed to have this whole thing play out where I go and do a mock test, and he was going to sit with me one afternoon and explain stuff. So, what do you mean, like now?" Literally the next morning, 6 o'clock, Mazda 323 outside my house. Where that full L sign, whatever. The driver takes me to do my license, my learners, and I'm not sure how I passed. I promise you, I was so stressed forget anything, because my dad kept drilling it into me. You can't fail learners. License, yes, you can make a mistake. This learners is theory. You're supposed to know this, even if you did. Because that was my whole argument with him also. Now this uncle just phones me today to say tomorrow we must go. Blah blah blah. Blah. You're supposed to know this. It's rules. You don't know. My father's one was very simple. You don't know what a stop sign is. You don't know what it means. You know how it is. So that was my there was my learner's story. What happened with my drivers was I was so panicked, right? Because another driving school that I went with, the guy gets to me late. But he also was supposed to do, you know, they do one lesson before you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was no time for that lesson. So what does he make me do? He makes me drive me and three other students to the test, but like we're rushing.
From Pretoria to Madrid.
But we're rushing, right? So we get there, okay, fine. We get there in time. Everything was okay. And it was just...
How old were you?
I was 18.
Oh.
We get there in time. But okay, so with regard to this, the driving school that I went with, they used to have a Blue Tears, right? My mother had a Blue Tears. So it was funny because all of my friends that went with this driving school, I used to pitch up at the house like 10 minutes before their lessons. And they used to all come out with like, you know, their books, oh. Thinking it. But yeah, during my test, you know these, you know the company CTM?
Yes, sir.
So there was a truck, right? As I'm merging on, because I don't know how, like everyone that I speak to, no one went on like a highway or anything in their test. It was like the yard and then like a little bit here and a few rounds. And this guy directs me this turn left. This, I don't know if it was the wrong turn that I took or he directed or whatever. But anyway, we find ourselves on this, like, let's call it the highway because there's an on-ramp. Just come onto the on-ramp. The CTM truck turns in front of me, loses its load, its tires. It literally looks like little explosions that are happening because, you know, it's like it's ceramic, so it's like shooting all different directions. And I don't know how I did this, but alhamdulillah, swerved out of the way, got out of everything. And I think the instructor also got a shock of his life because he literally just looked at me and was like, well done, good avoidance. Good. I was like, listen, I just want this to end now. I can't drive. Like, my hands were sweating. I was like, that was my experience, though.
So that's how you passed.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yours wasn't so
dramatic.
Mm.
No. So I can't remember my learners that well.
Okay.
I did pass the first time, though. The license, like I said, the first one they wanted, they were like literally saying, you know, like, is there anything there? Did you leave anything on the visor or in the glove comb or the cubby? I'm like, no, why would I leave something there? I know how to drive and I'm, you know, like paying. And yeah, so they were looking for like every excuse.
Yeah.
And then eventually they just said, you know, so then I was like, yeah, okay. So I had to obviously go out of Durban to get my license. Mm. But what was nice about going to Ishawi was there was no cars there. Like, there's like literally like one or two people that actually do their test because it's so far out. And like everybody in Ishawi had their license, I think. So they were waiting for, you know, new people to turn 18 to get their license.
Yeah.
So I could actually go on the course before the test.
But I want to hear from the listeners. Tell us a funny story. Tell us something that was shocking, something that, you know, someone asked for a ridiculous bribe, like in your case or like my case, there was something crazy. Just send us a voice note. Send us a text to the WhatsApp number, 084-494-7000. I think everyone has a little bit of a story. And I'll tell you, even when I got my license, it was like the biggest anticlimax because, like, I don't know why, but I felt like there would be someone waiting there with a car, like with a rubber.
Why?
I just felt that way, right? Or like there'll be something. In fact, it was such a big anticlimax. I came back and like, when I told my father I got my license, he was like, okay, you're supposed to get your license, like sharp, like, you know. I told my mother, she's like, mashallah, that's very good, whatever it is. So I'm like, so mommy, I'm going to take the car, I'm doing this, like road trip, whatever. And it was the biggest anticlimax. She's like, yeah, you got your license, but you don't have enough like time behind the steering wheel. You need like more experience. So you can't just go to Durban or whatever. No.
You just have to go buy bread and milk.
Exactly.
And know the roads.
Come on.
Because the roads change at night also. Did you know
that? Yeah. The roads change at night. You need to drive for everyone. I got all those things. But it's crazy. I mean, I don't know. It was just the biggest anticlimax. It like It didn't earn me anything. Like I couldn't, like the day before I had my license compared to this, it was the same. It was just like I had my license.
I think I was proud that
I won't lie to you, the first time I passed like a group of police on the side, I hope they pulled me over. I just had this thing where I wanted to, you know, like
show
show
them
my
that you had your
license.
license.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. So we said we're talking accolades.
Yes.
And recently there was a group of people that got together and they did the SA Bucky of the Year Awards. Mm. Now, we all know that South Africans are Bucky mad.
They are Bucky mad.
I mean, if you look at the statistics, new and used cars, in the top five, there's at least two Buckys that stand out. There's your Hilux and your Ford.
Ranger, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So they got together and they decided they wanted to have a Bucky of the Year Award.
Mm.
Okay. And the inaugural awards was won by the, who do you think?
Well, I would hope the Ranger. You know, I've turned, I'm like the biggest Ranger fan now, right?
Okay. So there's your anti-climax. Ford declined to participate. So they invited everybody.
Oh, well, yeah. They won Car of the Year. What do
so
they
that
need
was,
to prove?
That was their thing, is that they won Car of the Year and they didn't need
Good
to participate.
Good when you went up. Yeah, yeah.
The Hilux also didn't participate because they wanted the Raider X, which is obviously the new one, and it wasn't ready in time for judging. The Mazda BT50 also didn't participate simply because they don't sell enough BT50s. Yeah, so they did have a privately owned Toyota Hilux that they put in the testing, but obviously it wasn't in the whole judging process because it couldn't go up.
But if I'm not mistaken, this competition or this contest was actually in different classes.
Yes.
Kilowatt-wise,
yeah.
Right? Which is amazing because when you hear something like Bucky of the Year, there's no way a Bucky that pushes out 160-something kilowatts can be competing with 120-kilowatt-something, you know?
So they had three categories. There was the 100 to 120 kilowatt, okay? There was the 121 to 150 kilowatt and the 151 to 190 kilowatt, okay?
Okay.
The contestants that they had, drum roll, was the Nissan Navara. Okay.
Did that not win one of the categories?
It did. It won the 121 to 150 kilo.
Have you driven a Navara?
Yes.
Lovely drive. It's
I really enjoyed it.
Mm.
Also one of those like the Land Trek, which is based more on the SUV type.
Mm.
So it has more of the SUV type feel than your 4x4.
I really like the design of the Navara as well. It comes in like nice colors.
Yes.
It looks
it has
like
a little window at the back. So if you don't know and you have a Navara or you know somebody that has a Navara, there's a little button that you press and there's a window at the back before it gets to the bin, you know, in your second row, in the double cab. And it slides open and closes. So, yeah, it's something different that none of the other Buckys have. They used to have those little sliding windows in the older Buckys, the single cabs.
Yes, yes.
But this one is electronic. So there's a little button that you
press. I didn't know that.
So that's a nice feature.
Right.
Then we have the GWMP series that has your little ladder at the back. So that's also a nice little feature.
I don't think it should win Bucky of the Year because it has a step. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, we're talking about little quirks that these cars have.
Yeah.
We had the Mahindra pickup as well. Also very nice. We drove the double cab Karoo. They had the Peugeot Land Trek, the Mitsubishi Triton, Isuzu D-Max, and two VW Amaroks, the 2-liter bi-turbo, and then the V6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like you said, the 121 to 150 kilowatts, the Nissan
Navara.
So
can I just ask you something, right? Did you say the Amarok one?
Overall.
So that means the Ford one, overall.
Yeah, well, it's the
It's the
same.
same vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why they
Fortunately,
don't
they
have
just
to.
put their vehicle. They would have taken another one. So they want car of the year, adventure, or what SUV of the year, plus bucky of the year.
But they felt that they didn't.
They walked
They
away while they were on
yeah.
top. Yeah. Okay.
So GWM P series won the 100 to 120 kilowatt. The Nissan Navara won the 121 to 150 kilowatt, and then the VW Amarok V6 won the 151 to 190 kilowatt.
The V6 is a beast, right? It's
Yeah.
really nice. But in this whole kilowatt war that Buckies are now having, I think the one to have is definitely the Raptor. Over the Toyota. What is the Toyota? The GR.
Probably the GR Sport.
Yeah.
I don't know, I haven't driven the GR Sport, so I wouldn't say, but definitely the Raptor is very capable. The way.
Did you hear how it sounds?
But did you drive it?
So I haven't driven the new one yet, okay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it pretty soon. Yeah, I'm trying to get it. I think we must maybe do this, right? What do the listeners think if we do a CII road trip? Let the listeners choose where we go,
Okay.
right? Over one weekend, you get, for example, the GR. I'll get the Raptor. When I say example, I mean I actually wanted to. So dibs on the Raptor.
Okay.
And we go somewhere. You choose where you want us to go. You want us to go to like somewhere in Northern Cape, like somewhere where we're going to obviously test the vehicle.
Yes.
But don't you think that's a
I
cool
think that's, but
bumper to bumper
we could do it
CIA
with
idea?
any car. It doesn't have to be like we could start off with one of these adventure cars, but I mean we could essentially do it with anything. So the listeners can tell us where we should go, where they want us to
I
test
think we
certain
must do
cars.
this like a once every 3 months thing. We put it out on CII Instagram on the polls. You choose the car, right? So we will tell you what cars are coming up in the month that we're driving. They can choose the car and where we go.
We can
Good
do that.
idea. Let's go for an ad break. That was a big one. We can go for an ad break. We'll talk licenses when we're back. I've got a whole lot of messages.
Live from Africa and to the rest of the world, this is CII Radio, independent, authentic, and dedicated to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Jamil. With me is Ziad. If you've just joined us, we're talking about licenses, we're talking about Transport Month, Bucky of the Year, and yeah, I've got him some really nice messages, some very useful tips. Let me read the first one, Ziad. It says, "My examiner watched me so closely that I was penalized for not checking the rearview mirror precisely every X number of seconds. This was many years ago, though. A pro tip, always use your handbrake when stopping on a slope. Don't release it until you are in full control, full control of the car's motion." Sorry, I got a new message. It all moved up. "Rolling backwards is a great way to ding yours and others' cars." We'd hate that. Like, imagine you're sitting on a slope. The guy in front of you doesn't have good clutch control. Next thing he rolls back, hits you. Worst thing if he has a tow bar, he's going straight through your whole. Is there more on your side?
I've got one that says, "Just remember, the sooner you unlearn K53, the better it is for the rest of us. K53 driving is dangerous on our roads."
Actually agree with that. In fact, I think it's Switzerland, right? Now, the thing you need to realize is a vehicle is more deadly than a firearm because you can literally take someone's life with it, you know. It's that type of thing. Do you feel that the licensing system in South Africa, call it, adequately prepares drivers for what's going to happen on the real road?
No, it doesn't. I don't think, I even think that, to even take it a step further, that when you're buying like any car that does that, like we're talking kilowatts now, if it's over 100 kilowatts or 120 kilowatts, you should go for an advanced driving course.
So you know what they should do? They should have like your license, which is the license,
Yes.
and then you have like an advanced license for anything over 120 kilowatts.
Because firstly, like you say, some people don't even know the basics. When you're at a four-way stop, we see it all the time. People don't know how to approach a four-way stop. They don't know who's right of way it is. People just go as
the worst
they
is traffic circles. People get confused there. They don't know what's cutting.
So what, from your opinion, is the right way? How does it work?
So the first thing I think is you need to prepare people for the real world, right? So learning something in a textbook is not going to help you. I do think it needs to have more driver training. So the practical side of things, you know, like a little bit of skid pan training, a little bit of brake distance, because accident avoidance or obstacle avoidance is you don't ever learn it. I mean, you learn how to back up into a parking lot, you learn, you know, all these things. But what happens when you're driving and you need to slam on the brakes?
Yeah.
You know, do you hold the steering tight? Do you swerve away? What do you even do in that? Like, you don't ever learn it. And I think that's the type of things that will firstly save us from these little fender benders, and secondly, keep people alive and healthy.
Yes, and Fleet Max actually offers that service of the driver training.
Yes.
So Fleet Max Africa, if you want to check them out, you can visit www.fleetmaxafrica.co.za. They are on all social media as well. You can contact Uncle Ashraf Ismail, and he'll be able to assist you with that.
I think it's nice also, like, you know, you say you're a new driver. Everything is overwhelming. And like I said, even if you possess a driver's license, honestly, to me, I've sat with new drivers who have a driver's license, and I questioned, like, how did you get this? Like, honestly, I'm not even joking. Like, it's scary in a way, because I think I started looking at this very differently once I had kids. Because now I feel like, hey, I'm on the road with my kids. You just got your driver's license. You can't even turn in your lane. Like, you know, you start thinking of it differently. And also, another thing is, I've got kids. So if you're going somewhere, like, I'm not going to lie, I don't just allow my kids to just be like, okay, yeah, go with uncle this or auntie this. Like, no, no. But wait, I've got another one. And this one is quite interesting, right? I failed 7 times. On my 8th try, I was going to just bribe the guy, but got a non-corrupt inspector who gave me the pass. I was doing my license around the time they first started with the cars that had motion sensors in them, and I failed twice because of the small backwards movement when you have the handbrake up and you release the foot brake. Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. The motion sensor considered that a role. So, do you know, especially in an automatic vehicle, sometimes you put it into park, right? So the correct way is you're actually supposed to first pull up your handbrake and then put it into a gear. If you do it the other way, there's this little bit of play. So I'm pretty sure that's what they're talking about.
Okay. So I've got one here. It says, I was extremely stressed this morning about my maneuvers and actual driving, but when my examiner came, he told me there was no need for the inspections and told me to drive. I did all my maneuvers perfectly, except before the parallel parking, I accidentally rolled a tiny bit backwards. But my examiner was so busy on TikTok, he didn't even notice. Afterwards, I went on the road. He didn't ask me to do an emergency stop. I did not have to overtake, and he didn't ask me to do anything. I had to drive around the block while he was watching TikTok. Long story short, I passed, not complaining at all, just found it extremely funny. My test took me 13 minutes. So if you have an instructor that's busy with TikTok, then you're sure to pass.
That's you know what, it's so funny because, like I'm saying, I knew we'd get different ends of the spectrum. Like, I mean, firstly, someone who went 7 times, right? Well done to you, really. Honestly, by the third time, I would have been like, I'm done. So that's perseverance. That's really, really good. I've got another one here. When I took my test, the instructor tried very hard to fail me. She repeatedly told me to go and stop at a red light. Can only assume she would have intervened if I had started to drive. But even so, I was quite taken aback that she would deliberately try to get me to drive through a red light at a four-way intersection.
Sure.
So talking about that, right? I had a friend that did the test On his way back, right, the instructor says, listen, you passed. They drove around in the yard for a bit, and when it was time to park, the instructor told him, park here. He already in his mind thought he passed, and he parked. Meanwhile, it was, you know, one of those no parking, I think disabled parkings, and they failed. Yeah. So
it's, they trick you now.
They try to trick you. They try to trick you. Yeah.
So thank you for those messages.
I've got more.
You've got more. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Today we're on fire. WhatsApp is on fire. I knew this would be a topic that, you know, like everyone has a story. Everyone who has their license has a story. I think
I got a few. Yeah. Also. Okay. So my examiner slept for most of the drive. Like I could hear him snoring while I drove around. He gave me some points off, and being the perfectionist, I had to keep myself from arguing them because I passed, and that's all that matters. I did not pay a bribe, which is certainly the normal thing to do from what I understand. Someone from Limpopo. Imagine your examiner sleeping.
Yeah, I think that would probably calm my nerves a little bit. I wouldn't mind that. Like, you know, I just do it. But you see, this again, it boils down to look at how many people had experiences like this. Like, you have someone on TikTok, you have someone who's sleeping. And then it's literally like the document that's in front of me is going to pass you. It's going to say that you are allowed to drive a vehicle with other people on the road.
Yeah,
like I don't know. I've got another one here. 20 years ago in Centurion, I had a similar experience. It was belting down with rain when I did mine, so skip the inspections. The instructor was chatting on his phone the entire time. Only spoke to me when he told me to slow down from 80 in the 60 zone, and corrected my steering when I crossed the solid white line. Buddy of mine rolled backwards while out on the road. His instructor said that he proposed the night before, so he was very happy to pass him because of that. Okay, so he's obviously gotten a yes from his missus. But yeah, so that's the thing. Like, it's just so crazy that it's taken so lightly. You know, yeah. I don't know if people don't understand the magnitude of someone having a driver's license, you know. And the thing is, it's also difficult for people to bribe and stuff like that because, firstly, I mean, every person, you want to do everything correctly, you know. Another thing is it's expensive. And I got a message where they said that the bribe is currently like the, let's call it market value of this. Mm-hmm. It's around 4,000, right?
4,000,
and then you must still pay 300 and whatever rand for your license.
Oh, is it not all inclusive? It's another package. They used to have packages that really? You get everything included.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So no, that's crazy. That's crazy. But no, what we'll do is we'll keep this line open. If anyone has any messages or whatever it is. More, just anything regarding this, let me know. But is it time for another ad break?
Yes,
is that why you're giving me such a dirty letter?
No. After the ad break, if there are any other messages, we will go through them. And we'll also just talk about the cars.co.za awards.
Yes, let's do that. Okay, let's go for ad break and we'll be back.
Live from Africa and to the rest of the world, this is CII Radio, independent, authentic, and dedicated to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. And we're talking all about funny stories.
Some of them are shocking.
Okay. Well, stories related to your driver's or learner's license. I've got another one in here. It says, my examiner failed me right at the end. I got everything perfect, pre-inspection, parking, driving, all went perfect. Pulled into the traffic department, she said, you can park here. Overjoyed knowing I've passed, I stopped the car not on the parking curb. Instant fail. I actually couldn't believe it. I'd shown I'm able to drive and follow the ridiculous K53 rules, but made one dumb mistake, parked in the wrong place. And to make matters worse, the parking curb is inside the testing area where you do your parking test at the traffic department, not like one parked in the road. That's frustrating. That really is.
That's the worst part. Like I'm saying, you know, you get to the point where you're like, okay, this is over, it's done.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, boom, it's like everything comes to an end. And it's like you're right at that finish line, yeah. You know? And I think that's, I don't know if they do that to like maybe frustrate people into the bribe situation.
But like you say, the thing is, I mean, you, there's one instructor, right? And you're putting your whole life, because the rest of your life is dependent on this one person passing or failing you. And I mean, like, just saying, okay, yeah, you pass because, you know, I'm having a good day today, even though you drive really badly, or they fail you, even though you can drive better than 90% of the people on the road. It doesn't make sense, you know? And also, that test, that 15 minutes or half an hour, whatever it, how long does it take?
I don't actually remember, but I think it could vary from 15 to half an hour. The one thing that gets me, like, till now is that pre-trip. I don't know anything about it. I can't tell you. Like, do you walk around your the pre-trip? Yeah, do you walk around your car every time? So you drive from here to the mall. Okay, fine, even once a day. When you wake up in the morning, you walk around the whole car.
Check. I do check.
Really? Indicators?
No, not all that, man. I check... I mean, if you're driving the car every day...
I hate to be, like, in a rush with you, and now you're doing this pre-trip.
No, man. I mean, like,
imagine you're late for Salah. It's Maghrib time, and you start doing this whole hazards are working,
but you have to check all these things, because, I mean, like you say...
I'm not talking if you're driving from here to Durban, or it's like a... I'm talking, like, you're driving from here to... You're going to... You're coming here.
I generally do a check, as in... I check, you know, like the tire pressure is fine, you know, like there's no headlight hanging out, or, you know, my mirror still works properly. Or... No, but I mean, the thing is, if you're driving a car every day, you also tend to take care of your car. So you look, you know, like where did the scratch come from? You know, like you check, I don't know, don't you check your car?
I'm going to be very honest. I don't do any pre-trip anything. If I'm going somewhere long distance, yeah, I'll check everything. But like on a daily, no. Like, I mean, whatever I see around the car is what I see. I'm not going to like walk around looking. Like if I had to walk past the back of the car to get the front, I'll see the back. But if the car is parked in reverse, I won't even see the back.
So you wait for lights to come on and
I'm the guy that, you know, someone hoots and they're pointing at your wheel.
So when you need to clean your windscreen, you don't have fluid in there to clean your windscreen.
Many a times, I've dry wiped with my. I'm not even gonna lie. That's happened plenty of times. It's not the right thing, but yeah. But I've got another pro tip, and this one is very short and sweet. Remember to bring 2,000 rand for cold drink. Hey, amen. Prime is not even that price. 2,000 rand for cold drink. Isn't that a bit much for cold drink?
No, but that's how much cold drink costs these days.
Really? Is that the price of cold drink?
Yeah, that's the price. Just so that you have can quench the thirst of
No judgment at all.
Yeah.
Have you ever bribed the police officer?
No.
Never.
Okay. I've always told them if I'm in the wrong, give me the ticket.
Okay. Yeah, I feel the same. Really. And most of the time,
lots of times they'll say to me, "Do you have anything?" And I'm like, "No, I don't have anything. I'm not prepared to."
Have you told a lie to get out of a?
not a lie. Once I think I was going over the speed limit, and I said that I was going. I said that my uncle had passed away. My uncle had passed away. I wasn't going to the funeral. the janaza had already ended. But, yeah. It wasn't a lie, per se.
So it was one of those technicalities you're working on.
But, no. Generally, if I am in the wrong, I admit it, you know. But most of the time, I do slow down. When I know that I shouldn't be going over the speed limit, I obey the rules of the road.
Yeah.
I'm a very, what's the word, cautious driver. So, I mean, now and again, like earlier days, you know, when I just got my license, I used to get pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt, you know, like, or actually it was mainly not wearing a seatbelt. I don't know, there was like a trend in Durban at some stage where people just didn't wear seatbelts.
It wasn't just that. It was the fact that you guys put the seat so far back that what is the seatbelt going to do, really?
Yeah, but no, that was like 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I stopped that. I never talk on my cell phone. Mm-hmm. So generally, I obey the rules. So if they're going to pull me over for something and it's like, you know, they really have to give me a ticket, then, I mean, they really have to give me a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever committed a crime?
Okay, so let me tell you, right, with me personally, the one thing is, I'm even if I need to say this message, I'm really nice, because at the end of the day, the person that's pulling you off, right, you can say whatever, you can say bribe, this, that, they look for, it's a person. They're standing sometimes in the hot sun, in the rain, late at night, whatever it is, and a lot of times it's not a job that we want to do, you know? So the first thing I always do is greet them with a smile, you know, talk to them, make them, if there's something that I did wrong, I make them understand that I know what I did, you know, I'm so sorry, I yielded at that intersection, whatever. And then with me, there's always like a reason behind it. And I'll never forget this. So the ones we were coming back from a grocery trip, and my wife had eggs on her lap, right? And as we approached this green light, it turned orange. And I was starting to slow down. My wife looked at me and she said, "You can make it." And I don't know what it was, but I just changed down and I put my foot and like tried to get through. But as I was going through, like the last end of that intersection, boom, the light turned red. As soon as I came over the other side, traffic officer walks in front of the lane and pulls me over. And like I'm saying, it's just a thing, listen, I'm really sorry. I know what I did. And that's it. But I don't think I've like blatantly lied about, you know, like a funeral or something.
But it did happen. It just wasn't at the same time.
Listen. I get what you're saying, but let's talk about that guy's that car's thing of yours, a car that's
yes. So, so we had the Car of the Year awards earlier this year, and Cars.co.za has every year mostly their own awards. I think the last one I went to was 2019 or 2020 before COVID.
Okay.
And this year they've announced their finalists. So they've got a little bit of a different setup. So mm-hmm. they have what they call entry level hatch, which is cars priced below 250,000. They have the budget hatch, which is 250 to 350. A compact hatch, which is 350 to 500. Then they have an entry-level crossover, 300 to 400,000.
Okay.
Then they have the compact family car, which is 400 to 500,000. Family car, which is 600 to 800,000. The premium crossover, which is 700 to 1 million. Executive SUV, 1 million to 1.3. Premium SUV, 1.3 to 1.8. And they have an adventure SUV, which is 800,000 to 1.2 million. A performance car, which is below 1 million rand. And a leisure double cab, which is above 800,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they released the finalists for all these categories.
Okay.
Now, the entry-level hatch, priced below 250. The contenders are the Renault Kiga or Kiga,
mm-hmm.
Suzuki Celerio, and mm-hmm. Suzuki Swift. So we're going to make our predictions of who we think we're going to win.
Okay.
We should write it down somewhere.
Yeah.
And then we will see in November when they announce the winners who was right.
Okay.
So
just remind me about what category is that?
This is entry-level hatch.
Entry-level, right. Swift is taking it. Okay.
Swift.
Yes, that's mine. I'll write it down.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, there's no pen here.
Okay, we'll make a note.
Okay, so okay. It is.
I think that the Swift, from my side also, I've driven the Kiger, the Celerio, and the Swift, and I definitely think that in that category, the Swift definitely would take, and it has for many years taken that category. The budget hatch, we're looking at the Renault Clio, the Suzuki Baleno, and the Toyota Starlet.
What do you think?
The Renault Clio is a strong contender, but the Suzuki Baleno and the Toyota Starlet are basically the same car.
Yes.
It's a tough one.
How would you put those two cars like up against each other? Like it's the same car.
There's slight differences in the features,
It's really
but
so tiny.
yeah, it is very tiny because they've got the GLX and the XR, which is basically the same car. So that's a tough one. I'm going to throw in a wild card here and just say Renault Clio just for fun.
Okay, but you enjoyed the Clio, isn't it?
I love
Yeah.
the Clio.
Okay.
Which one are you going to?
I'm going with the Baleno.
Baleno.
Yeah, so two Suzukis for me. You know
Okay.
what? They really, it's value for money, really.
The listeners can also send in their predictions as well. We'll have the list
Definitely.
up and they can choose. Then we've got the compact hatch. We've got Honda Fit, Opel Corsa, and the VW Polo.
Okay, VW Polo is definitely gonna win.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Honda Fit, I think I don't think I've seen one.
I don't know if the
But
Honda
what
Fit and
it,
the Corsa could, maybe the Corsa, but I don't know about the Fit fitting in the same category as the VW Polo. I suppose in price-wise, but not.
but what is up with Honda? Like, why did they take this? Like, I mean, it's a serious decline. If you look at like older models, you used to see so many of these vehicles on the road. Honda Jazz, Civic,
Yeah.
you know, the Ballards, used to see so, and it was a quality vehicle. They were really reliable, strong engines.
Right up to the Brio. That was the last. It
Yeah,
was like,
actually, you're right.
yeah,
You're
the
right.
Brio was the last of Honda's
The
great
last
cars.
of the Honda. Yeah, that's right. It's the Brio, and then
Yeah.
kind of downhill from there.
Okay, so entry-level crossover, we got the Chery Tiggo 4 Pro, the Haval Jolyon, and the Suzuki Grand Vitara. The Suzuki man is smiling
So
here.
let me tell you why. Okay, I honestly like I believe that there isn't a manufacturer offering this much of value in South Africa than Suzuki. And you know, the thing is, the nice thing about Suzuki is if you're looking at like, you know, one of the cheaper call it Chinese brands, there's no prestige to it. Suzuki has prestige. It's
Legacy.
there's legacy, you know what I'm saying? Especially with the Grand Vitara. I mean, that's a really nice
No, I
vehicle.
definitely think the Suzuki Grand Vitara should win that entry-level crossover, but it's going to be tough if they get the public to vote. You're going to see the Jolyon or the Tiggo 4, and
Yes.
they normally get the public to vote in these.
Oh, okay. Is
Yeah, so
it
they do.
okay?
They have a judging process. I think there's about 10 or 13 judges, and then they take it to Gerotech. I actually went to behind the scenes and actually see how they do the judging process.
Okay.
And then they get the public to do like a vote as well. I don't know. I can't remember the percentages of how it's weighed, but I know there is a certain percentage that the public
So
does.
not to do this like a copycat thing or just repeat what others are doing, but I think we should do something at the end of the year, inshallah, our last episode, where we talk about it. Doesn't need to be car of the year, but just cars that were very memorable for us this year.
No, we should
You know, just a
definitely.
car that stood out for you in a good or bad way, whatever it is. Yeah, I think that's something we should look at.
Okay, so the next category we're looking at is the compact family car. We've got the Haval Jolyon S, the Renault Duster, and the Toyota Corolla Cross.
If it's a dusted diesel,
Yeah, it is 1.5 DCI.
lovely. What a nice car. You know how
I
light on
think
fuel that
it
vehicle
is.
is.
I think in that category,
Yeah.
but then again, like I said, if it's down to the public voting, I think we might just see the Corolla Cross pulling in there.
That vehicle's selling very well.
Yeah, no, it's a lovely vehicle.
Also, a good price point. It's
Yes.
a very reasonable price
Yeah.
point.
In terms of family car, we've got the Chery Tiggo 8 Pro, we've got the Haval H6, and the Kia Sportage.
The Sportage is a little pricey, but I really like it. The interior
But
is
this is the
absolutely
1.6
beautiful.
CRDI. I wasn't too.
You said it felt a little leggy,
Yeah.
right?
Not like the Hyundai Tucson inline. but yeah, so I think the Kia Sportage, in terms of looks, definitely. Going up against the Chery Tiggo 8 Pro Max and the Haval H6, we're seeing a lot of the Chinese manufacturers here this year. Yeah, so that's something. Premium crossover, we've got the Audi Q3, BMW X1, and Volvo XC40.
BMW X1.
Yeah.
Yeah,
The
that's
new
my,
one is definitely
I love it.
something to look out for. Executive SUV, BMW X3, Lexus NX, and the Mercedes-Benz GLC 220D.
Oh, I think I'm gonna go for me personally, the Mercedes-Benz.
The GLC was really, it was a good drive.
I think it's the perfect size and the perfect, it's just like, it's like a very nice, it's a well-balanced vehicle.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think they should win that. The X3 was good, but I think the newer X3 will actually push out better when it comes out. Premium SUV, we've got the BMW iX, the X5, and the Land Rover Defender 110. I'm Defender 110. I know I like the BMWs, but when I see the Defender 110, then
So why I like the Defender is I think it's just more usable. So majority of the new Defender owners are not going to do what it's capable of,
Yeah.
but it's nice to know that if you can or if you want to, you can, you
Yeah,
know.
no, definitely. Let's wrap up. We've got the Adventure SUV, the Ford Everest, Isuzu MU-X, and the Toyota Fortuner.
I like the Fortuner.
I'm going to say the Everest for that one. Performance car, we've got the Honda Civic Type R. There's another Honda. Toyota GR Corolla Circuit and the Toyota GR Yaris Rally.
So I've only been hearing like good things about the Corolla GR.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing. It looks the part. I really want to drive one. But yeah, I think that's probably going to be the one to take it. Apparently, it's quite a nice car because also it's quite versatile, so you can daily it. But like
Yeah.
when you wanna get
So
it like.
not the GR Yaris. One of my friends said to me, I can't like fathom how you could spend like 800,000, like almost R1 million, and still say you're driving a Yaris.
So
But there's nothing against it. I'm just saying
yeah,
that's just a
I
comment
get what you're saying. I
that's
do get what you're saying. Because so let me ask you, right? Okay, I guess it depends what car you drive because I mean at the end of the day it's still a Yaris, but I
Yeah.
mean it's really a racing
Yeah. Okay, so leisure double cab, we've got the Ford Ranger, the EcoBoost Raptor, we've got the Ford Ranger V6 Wildtrak, and we've got the Volkswagen Amarok V6, which is basically the Wildtrak. So
So it's again a whole lot of
Ford
words.
Ranger. And then the last but not least is your EV. We've got the BMW iX1, the Aura, and the Volvo XC40. So the Aura coming in there, I think that might actually win that category. It's something new, and so it's going to be interesting to see 2nd and 3rd of November. Cars.co.za awards. We'll obviously talk about it more when the results come out.
Definitely, definitely. Inshallah. It's been a really nice show. I enjoyed it. It felt like it's been a while since we were back, but it's also nice because we got like a lot of feedback on WhatsApp and like it's nice to talk. It's nice
Yes,
to
it
get
was good
that.
engagement.
Jazakallah to
Jazakallah.
the listeners. That
Yes.
was nice. I think maybe it's our bed topics. Today's topic was a hot topic, you know. Everyone could relate to it. But yeah, no, Jazakallah. For us, today we are running a little bit over. But yeah, Brother Intando gave us the green light. So from us at Bumper to Bumper, Assalamu alaikum.
Have a safe week. And we'll chat next week, inshallah.
Inshallah. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
CII. See the whole picture.